best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
We are on the stakeout this morning, Dave.
Yeah. We're on Kitchen Watch. MKR Watch.
My Kitchen Rules. Pete Manu are in town, allegedly yesterday, to film an episode for My Kitchen Rules. I rang Channel 7 in Sydney. They confirmed it.
They did confirm it. Well, it didn't make it, it just confirmed what you were already doing anyway, because yesterday, or last night I should say, you found out that they're filming right beyond your place.
In Rural View.
There you go.
I went there last night and I got close to the house. This is what happened just last night.
Hello, Facebook. Well, here I am. I'm in Rural View. You can hardly see me, but behind me, right there, is where they're filming. My Kitchen Rules. Pete and Manu are up there somewhere. I'm going to try and find them.
Okay, now that's an exclusive video from Jay Shipston on our website, cfmmackay.com.au.
I tried to find them, and then 2 seconds after that happened, right?
Yeah, that doesn't give anything away, does it?
Well, the security guard came down and roused on me and the neighbour. There was a neighbour. Their neighbour came down, and he's like, "Oi, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Yeah." "Oh, sorry." And then the neighbor's like, "Crap, I have to live next door to these people and they've just roused on me knowing that I was spying on them." This is in Rural View. But then on Facebook, we've had lots of photos being sent into us.
Nice work.
Having photos outside of this house. We can't give away the address, obviously.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But Teresa Ridge sent us a photo of the production film cars outside of this house in Rural View filming My Kitchen Rules.
Good on you, Teresa. Now, we also got another photo there of what looks like Manu eating dinner there too. Mm. However, they were also around Mackay yesterday having some lunch. As a matter of fact, Michael Harris is from the Paleo Cafe. Mate, Pete Evans, he joined you guys yesterday afternoon. What did he eat?
What did he have to eat?
Yeah.
What was he wearing?
Oh, both.
I'm more worried about what he was eating.
Oh, mate, he just came in about 4 o'clock, and obviously our kitchen was closed at that point, so he grabbed a couple of ready-made meals, and I think some kimchi, and took off back to his hotel, I guess.
So what happened? Like, when he walked in and, like, the kitchen was closed, did you have to have, like, a double take? Is that Pete Evans in my shop, or did you know he was coming?
No, he I was outside, he walked past me looking at the sign outside, then he walked inside. I didn't take much notice. I didn't know who it was at the point in time. And I walked back inside and I heard the girl saying our kitchen's closed. So I walked over and said, "Oh, look, if you want to grab a ready-made meal, you can, you know, and we've got some of them ready." He turned around and faced me and didn't hit me. He had a cap on and, you know, it looked like he'd been at the gym, you know. So pretty casual. And
So, yeah, he was trying to get away with...
incognito.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
He got a great smile.
He's a nice guy. I like Pete Evans.
Yeah, he was a nice guy about chat, and
All right. Well, well done. And you never know. You might actually be featured on the next episode, the next series of My Kitchen Rules. You just don't know.
Never know.
Well, if you want to know where they're filming, I can tell you off the air, Michael, okay?
Righto, mate. Okay.
All right, with Jay and Dave for Brekkie, by the way, you can catch some of the photos you've been sending us, audio and some video on our website right now, cfmmackay.com.au. Pete and Manu, you think you can hide from us?
No chance.
We are everything Mackay with Sundays. Jay and Dave for breakfast today. Bit of a wet one. We're live thanks to Harvey Norman and Mackay.
Yeah, sorry we couldn't put the weather on spectacularly for My Kitchen Rules chefs, Manu and Pete. Apparently they're in town. They were in town yesterday. People going, was that who I thought it was? Just walking down Wood Street from Coco Gabbano.
And they're also at Burp.
That's just two of the locations they were at. I mean, they were at Paleo Cafe. Anytime Fitness, I think Pete was spotted at as well.
You know, they're actually filming near my house. Like, there's an episode of My Kitchen Rules being filmed near my house.
Yeah. That's what those helicopters were all about. Gotcha.
Yeah. It wasn't Bronwyn Bishop coming for a visit.
Fair enough.
But it's funny because you don't really realise how many people are involved in making this television show. So I went behind my house last night to see if I could like get a sneak peek. You can see the video and the photos on our website, cfmmackay.com.au.
Can I just ask why we're whispering? Is it like secret?
Well, I don't want to tell anyone that, you know, I was busted. Because we're going to talk about that at 7:40 this morning. But is it just me or is there a lot of TV shows and movies being shot in our region?
That's because we're in paradise.
We've got My Kitchen Rules now.
Yeah.
We've had...
Pirates of the Caribbean is being shot at the moment. Yeah.
Fool's Gold. We had Unbroken. We've had reality television stars on The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
MasterChef Australia from Walkerston.
Yeah. So I think it's because we breathe them really well around Mackay and the Whitsundays. I mean, where else would you like a perfect backdrop to a night out on the town, like a dinner with a few friends for My Kitchen Rules? But here in Mackay.
Yeah, I had one of the neighbours of this place where they're filming My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah.
Tell me that. Remember when Pete was in town, Pete Evans from the TV show a few months ago?
March for the Paleo Cafe.
That's
tour,
right. Yeah? He was at the Mech. And the neighbour of this house where they're filming told me last night that allegedly when Pete was in here in Mackay for that tour, he was looking at some of the prospective contestants for My Kitchen Rules.
Really?
So it was like a scouting sort of work holiday, I guess you could say.
Jeez, that's a sneaky way to get around it, isn't it?
Hmm.
That's amazing.
And if that's not true, I'm sure it's going to end up on the front page of Woman's Day. So I can't confirm nor deny that. We can confirm that, yes, Pete and Manu from My Kitchen Rules are in Mackay.
Okay, so I'm definitely watching the show from now on because we've got someone local.
We've got to get behind them too. Yeah. Whether they're crap cooks or not, we still need to get behind them, right?
As long as they do a decent sanger.
Mm. If you see them, by the way, if you've got some photos, go to our website at cfmmackay.com.au.
Thank you very much.
Telstra's Clubhouse Rescue on CFM.
The big announcement, Dave, it's made on Friday. Entries close off tomorrow.
So jump onto our website, cfmmackay.com.au, upload a few photos of the clubhouse and that needs doing up and tell us why and what needs doing as well. Just like Donna, who is part of the Girl Guys. Donna, what are we looking at putting together?
What do you need done,
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a campsite at Farley that we all girl guides in our area utilise.
Yeah.
And it's been there for as long as I remember, so I think it's approximately 40 or 50 years old. We've done, you know, what we can over the years, but it's starting to be very tired. So the roof probably just needs sealing. Mm. It'd be great if we could line the walls. We do, unfortunately, being a rural property, get some wiggly friends in, so if we could seal it, that would be fantastic. And we've got a really old tilt door, which is becoming harder and harder to open. So if that could be converted to a roller door, it would just make it much more practical for everybody.
I was going to say, you know, with fundraising, because you guys do a lot of fundraising, and lots of clubs do as well, but it seems like when you're fundraising for one thing, something else pops up and you have to pay for that, and it's an ongoing thing, isn't it?
Oh, that's correct. And we all have our own individual guide halls that we use for our weekly meetings. So we need to maintain those as well as our campsite that's used by every unit. So we did unfortunately get some damage in a couple of the past cyclones, so we've had to fix those things up. And it's just an ongoing story, as every community group can appreciate.
Well, Donna, you're in there in the drawer as well, okay? But one last thing, where's our cookies? We've been waiting for those for ages.
Biscuit month was May. We've sold out.
Oh, damn it, no. I love those Girl Guide biscuits. They're the nicest things in the world. How many boxes do you buy usually there, Donna?
I think my unit, I think we had about 600 packets.
Wow.
Yeah, but what about you personally?
Yeah, how many do you buy?
500?
No.
Okay. Well, they're nice enough to eat. Thanks for the call there, Donna.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Anytime. And, of course, you've got the opportunity to register now online at our website, cfmmackay.com.au. Thanks to Telstra making over your clubhouse the big winner revealed on Friday's show. Why are you shaking your head for?
I can't believe you've just put this... To everyone else, if you obviously can't see here in the studio, but Jay's put this scarf on. Why have you got a scarf on?
Because it's freezing in here. I'm sitting directly under the air conditioner. You're not. I am.
Well, put a jumper on instead. You don't put a scarf on.
No,
a
scarf is good because it keeps you warm, but you don't have to actually, be over warm. What? What's wrong with it?
You wouldn't wear that out in public, though, would you?
Not a chance in hell.
Right.
No way. There's not. Wow. I saw a guy yesterday at Caneland wearing a scarf.
Really?
Yesterday.
Hoity-toity.
Yeah, I know. I thought, look, there's some things. Scarves you don't wear out in public. I think unless you live in Melbourne or Sydney, right?
Well, even then, it's a pretty much a no-no for blokes anyway.
Yeah, but then there's things that, like, all people should steer away from when it comes to fashion no-nos. Like
outside?
Ugg boots.
Don't be dissing the Ugg boots. What's wrong with those?
In public?
Yeah.
You would wear Ugg boots in public?
All the time. There's nothing wrong with the Uggies. Oh, they're nice and comfortable.
Friend. You've just gone down a notch.
Why?
In the friend department. No
what's
way.
What's wrong with the Ugg boots out in public?
If we were meeting out for a coffee and you turned up in Ugg boots, I would literally pretend like I had no idea who you were. I would get into my helicopter if I was Bronwyn Bishop and I would take off.
Oh, come on.
I would get
you,
away from you.
You would not. These things are the most comfortable things. I mean, yeah, fair enough. If they're falling apart and you've got duct tape holding them together, that's a different story. But
no.
if they're new and they're fashionable,
no.
You'd be wearing them out. Yeah, of course you would.
You wonder why you're single.
Don't bring that into it because Ugg boots are fashionable.
Well,
they always have
Let's take some calls on this. We're talking about winter fashion, all right? So you're saying scarves are a no-go zone, so am I.
Yeah.
Ugg boots, I'm saying no-go zone, but you're saying that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Let's talk about things that you... like. Okay, for men and women, things that you shouldn't wear in public in wintertime, all right? If you're on the bandwagon for Ugg boots, 13, 27, 10, don't be wearing them down Victoria Street. Don't wear them to Caneland Central. Tracksuit pants should be on the list as well.
Oh, don't. You're ruling out all the comfortable stuff. You know,
comfortable for home, not for public use.
You can get some really nice tracky dacks, like the Adidas range.
Oh, my
range.
God, you did not just say that.
They are brilliant.
Oh, my God. 13, 27, 10. Let's take some calls. Things you shouldn't wear in public in winter. All right, I'm going to start with Ugg boots and scarves. All right?
All right.
At home use is okay. We'll take your calls coming up after the split ends this morning. Really tracky ducks.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with them.
Quote of the century, you can get some really nice tracky ducks. We're talking about winter fashion no-nos. Where do we start? Backpackers in Airlie Beach, thongs and socks together, no-go zone.
Well, that just shows you where you're from in the world, really, doesn't it? You have to be a POM to do that sort of thing.
Is it really, though? I thought German people did.
Oh, really? Do they? Well, I thought it was just the English. Now, you're wearing a scarf at the moment. You won't be seeing out in public with that, will you?
I'll take it off before I go out.
Good, good.
We want to know, like, let's add to the list. So we're saying you said Ugg boots. Oh, you wear Ugg boots
No,
out.
Nothing wrong with Ugg boots.
Yeah, but you said you wear them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm saying don't. Scarves, I'll wear it inside, but not out in public. No way. Hell no.
Tracky dacks are another one you can wear outside. That's not an issue whatsoever. Jeffrey from Walkerson, mate, what else should be on this list?
Thongs.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So what's wrong with thongs?
Just thongs.
Yeah.
They're a fashion accessory for any time of the year.
No.
The rich and the famous wear thongs, don't they?
No. you're even saying Ugg boots, Dave. Ugg boots for you. Thank you for your call there, Jeffrey. Ugg boots, no go zone. Don't be doing that.
There's nothing wrong with these things.
Yeah, you're right. There's nothing wrong with it. There's everything wrong with these things. Bonnie in Walkston also, what are you saying that it should be a fashion no-no when it comes to winter?
I actually think that wearing your pyjamas in your bathrobe to the shopping centre is not cool.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's so comfortable, and the last thing you want to do, if you've got to go out and get something, just one little item when you're cooking dinner.
No.
You just go out there and
no.
do it.
No.
No.
No. You're in Walkerston, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have you seen anyone in Walkerston go to the shops in their pyjamas and their 90s and that kind of thing?
Yes, I have. An entire family.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's a great night out.
Oh, my God. I'm not saying anything to that. All right, Bonnie, thanks for the call.
No worries.
See you later. Yeah. If you're the family listening right now, yes, you have just been named and shamed. Do
Maybe.
Not wear your 90s or pyjamas out in public. No, that's a no-go zone.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to agree with everyone there. That's probably not the way to go.
But you're okay with Ugg boots?
Yeah, nothing wrong with Ugg boots. And but going out in your 90 and a robe?
And some tracky ducks.
The tracky ducks, not an issue.
Man.
Nothing wrong with tracking.
Crazy stuff. All right, 12 minutes away from 7. Let us know on our Facebook page. CFM Mackay is where you'll find us. If you're going to wear them, just don't wear them up to major shopping centres like Mount Pleasant or Caneland, okay? Do us a favour. Saturday, huge day ahead of us at Mackay Regional Council Chambers on Gordon Street.
Yeah, just on the grassed area out the front on Gordon Street. You're going to be there broadcasting live between 9 and 1 for the Pet Rego Day. It's back again. They do this every year.
I love this.
It's a lot of fun for the dogs, but also the owners as well get to have a bit of fun at the same time, don't they?
Oh, stuff the owners. I just like doing it because they bring all the dogs down. It's like going to a childcare centre, or you know you've got your nieces and your nephews coming over, or you can just play with the kids and you can feed them with sugar and say, "Not my responsibility."
Yeah,
go home.
Right.
See you later.
So are you bringing your dogs down?
No.
Why not?
My dogs are an embarrassment.
Really?
Oh, look.
You should get them involved with other dogs.
They do. They do socialise, yeah, when we go walking and stuff. But they're just embarrassing because they just don't know when to shut the hell up. Like, just shut up, please. You're embarrassing me.
Okay, so Jay's got to be broadcasting live without his dogs for a pet registration day.
I wonder if how many...
Does anyone see the irony in that?
You know what we should do? Is see how many dog selfies I can get with people's dogs.
Okay.
How many photos I can get with their dog.
That sounds pretty good. You need a selfie stick, a doggy stick.
Yeah. I'm like the cat woman, just like a dog man, though.
Yeah, you are too.
All the info on our website, cfmmackay.com.au.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Mackay for computers, electrical, bedding and furniture. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
In Serena, it's 17 degrees, 18 around Prossy as well.
Hey, really looking forward to after 8 o'clock today when we get to speak to young 9-year-old Charlie, who's come up with the idea of the Buddy Bench. We've talked about this already. Bunnings Warehouses in Paget, North Mackay and Cannavale. They're helping us out there as well to create a Buddy Bench for a couple of schools around town.
I think this is a huge step forward for somebody so young trying to create this.
Yeah.
When we put it on our Facebook page, we had something like 40 shares to get this this promotion out to all the schools around our region. Even if you don't win a buddy bench, it should be installed into your school, right? But the amount of people who said that, you know, their children have been bullied at school or they were bullied at school as well, it must be just a universal thing because, like, no matter how old you are, I think you were bullied at one stage or another in your primary or high school years.
Yeah, I mean, I was bullied for being short more than anything. They always picked on me for being short. I mean, I gave just as much back as I got, you know, it took a couple of years for that to happen.
I thought maybe we should take some calls because we know that there's a lot of young kids who listen to The Breakfast Show on the way to school.
Yeah.
And if you've been bullied at school, if you're at school at the moment and you have been bullied, I want parents to call us or people that have, you know, finished school.
Yeah.
13 27 10 and tell us your bullying story from school because it's going to help the kids to know that everybody goes through this and they're... Like, after you get past it all, everything's okay.
Yeah, life is fine afterwards, exactly. I mean, you've been bullied at school, weren't you?
Oh, I used to get called everything. Yeah. Chubby, fat, this, that, and the rest of it.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But then now I just laugh at it. I'm like, yeah, I am. So what can you do about that? 13, 27, 10. So if you're a mum, you're a dad, you've finished school, you've been bullied, tell us your story so young kids who are listening this morning will know that, hey, it happens to everybody at one stage or another.
Yep, and life goes on afterwards as well. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Exactly right. Brush it off.
Some stage or another, while you're at school, everybody gets bullied. It happens, unfortunately.
Mm. Now, we want to know, because we're doing this buddy bench thing at the moment, basically, we're going to give schools, three schools, a bench if your child or somebody you know is feeling lonely or they're being bullied or they just want to be involved. They sit on this bench. The kids know that you want to be included and they invite you. And we're trying to squash out bullying that way, but everyone's been through it at one stage. So we want to try and reinforce to our kids that it happens to everyone.
Yeah, it's a universal thing. Robbie, mate, I'm sure you were bullied at school as well, like the rest of us. Just tell us one of those stories.
And yes, this guy used to pick on me all the time, like he was a bit bigger than I was. Tripped you over, tie your shoelace up, that sort of thing. But, I sorted him out.
All right.
You know what?
It gets to that stage, though, doesn't it?
Standing up to your bully sometimes can be the best medicine, you know, and even approaching an adult, that kind of thing.
And you know what, Robbie? I feel your pain there as well, being a short person myself. It seems to be because you're a little bit different, they decide to pick on you a bit more.
Yeah, we didn't like his trip down the stairs, but then I got expelled for it.
Okay. Oh. But you learnt your lesson, though. That's the main thing. Thank you, Robbie. Cheryl, now, you've been bullied before. What happened to you?
I actually gave it back as much as, you know, they gave me. But, I had a couple of cracked shin bones with hockey sticks. And, it was more on the field than when we used to play sport.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the big important thing to remember, and like we're doing this buddy bench at the moment with our schools to help, you know, squash bullying, that everybody goes through it, but after it passes, like it's like you tend to be fine. You just forget about it, really, don't you?
You do, yeah.
And it's nice to know. Thanks for your call there, Cheryl. It's nice to know that like everyone is in the same boat. We've all been there before.
Yeah. And it's a universal thing, and unfortunately it's a bit more prevalent now because you've got social media there as well.
It's horrible. And that's
you just can't escape it. When you go home, you want to escape all that.
Yeah. Well, the buddy bench is designed to change that bullying in our schools. We're going to meet the little creator of this. We're so proud of him, little Charlie, after 8 o'clock this morning with Jay and Dave. If you want to register for the Buddy Bench 2, by the way, to win one, thanks to Bunnings, go to our website, cfmmackay.com.au. Not far away from the Serena Show, Dave, for 2015.
Yeah, another battle is going to be had as well. The Anzac Biscuits division of the Serena Show. We're entering our very own Anzac Biscuits after last year with a bake-off. We won the pumpkin scones division.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Not the pumpkin scones, but the Anzac biscuits.
Yeah, we're going well with them.
Now,
seems to be a hit in the kitchen with everyone.
Somebody just brought it to my attention.
Yeah.
About 5-10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
That these were store-bought Anzac biscuits you brought in yesterday.
Nah. I don't know what you're on about.
Are you sure that these aren't store-bought ones?
Why are you looking at me like that for?
Are you sure these are not store-bought ones? Because
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They brought up a very good point that these are perfectly circled. And I went back home yesterday to look at my cookies that I made, the Anzac ones.
Yeah.
Mine are a bit different. They're made with honey. Granted, they taste like crap. So yeah. I'm going to change the recipe for that. This is for the entry for the show.
Sure.
But even on second inspection on my cookies at home, even though I used a little circle thing to make them perfectly round,
yeah,
they're not as round as yours. These look perfectly round like they are like store-bought ones. You're smirking. They are. Smart.
Look, I'll come
Dave,
clean.
Dave, you had me going on yesterday. You're a bastard.
Yeah. I'll come clean and say,
how
yeah.
How on
okay.
earth did you?
Okay, you got me. You got me.
You sneaky.
I think I know who
sly.
Actually told you
yes,
as well.
It was that
I
person.
Can see her in the window here too.
Yeah, you're sneaky. You're a sneaky person. I would have fell for that hadn't a boss said these are store bought ones.
But I you know,
not impressed, Jan.
I did kind of cook them. I put them in the oven for about 5 minutes just to warm them up and get them a little bit more browner.
I was wondering why they were brown and warmer when you brought them in. But that's ridiculous. You're on. That's it. It is on like Donkey Kong now.
I was so close to getting away with it too.
I'm so gullible. I literally am. I would have believed that too. Thank you for bringing that to my attention to our boss.
Yeah, thanks, Ange.
Serena entry for the Anzac biscuits. Keep listening for the results of that.
Now, the Buddy Bench. This system is just, this idea is just brilliant. And CFM and Bunnings are teaming up. We're giving three different schools the chance to score one of these buddy benches. If the kids are feeling a little bit lonely, sad, they want to play with someone but they've got no friends, they can sit on this bench and their kids have to go over them and invite them over to play.
You know, 27% of kids in our schools in Queensland surveyed in the last year say that they've been bullied.
Wow.
So that's why we want to bring this into place. We've got the little creator of the buddy bench, the idea behind it. Charlie is joining us on the air now. Charlie, now with the buddy bench, I guess it's the first question we have to ask is, why did you come up with it?
Because I was lonely in the playground and I never had anyone to play with.
And how did you do it? Like, what did you have to do to try and create this?
When we were in the US, we were reading a newspaper article and I found it out. Oh. So then I just decided I should do that in my school.
Oh,
okay, so was it a chair or was it a bench to start off with?
Bench.
Right.
And how have the schools been going? Like, as your principal, and do you do this at your school?
Yeah.
You do. That's awesome. And it's working well?
Yep.
How many times have you sat on that bench, Charlie?
None yet.
Oh, good work.
Nice to hear. Charlie, that's an amazing story. Now, we're going to ask your mum. Now, Carly, this must be hard for you to hear about Charlie having feeling like this way.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to take as a parent. I mean, it's your worst nightmare. Your child comes home from school and says, you know, you ask them, well, who did you play with today? What happened? And, you know, they get all sad and say they were just at the library because they had no one to play with. You know, it's pretty sad.
It's the worst feeling as a parent to you know, you want the best for your kids. And and for Charlie to come up with something like this, like a buddy bench system, you got to think, this child of mine is a smart kid.
He's smart.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty genius. I mean, he had the help of the local men's shed. He wrote a letter to them asking them if they'd help him build it. Mm. He wrote the letter to Bunnings asking if they'd supply the materials, and I think it just tugged at a few of their heartstrings as well.
Oh.
And all of a sudden we had a bench, and the school were really good. We had a parade where they introduced the bench and told everybody how it would work, and that, you know, it wasn't just any normal bench. You couldn't just sit down if you had tired legs. You had to be there for a reason, and, you know, all the school were on board. And every time we walk past it now, well, Charlie says during the day, you know, he sees lots of people using the bench on a daily basis, so that's great.
Brilliant.
Absolutely, and it all started here in Queensland. Thanks for chatting to us.
Yeah, no worries.
See you later. That's Carly and little Charlie, who came up with the idea. Our website is active now. If you want to register your school, Dave, you can do that online.
Yeah, cfmmackay.com.au, and tell us in 50 words or less which school would you like to win a buddy bench and why?
Prossy Primary School has been registered. I'm looking at the schools at the moment. Bacasia State School, Seaforth State School, Serena State School, Imeo Road State School, Marion, Northview.
That's fantastic. And what a great idea this is.
St Brendan's as well. And over 80 entries we've had so far, which is fantastic. Get onto our website, cfmmackay.com.au.
Can I just say that I've got absolutely no chance in hell of creating a fantastic marriage for myself, Jay?
Why?
The reason being...
That's a way to be positive on a Wednesday morning.
No, look, if the two lovebirds, Gabby Greco and Jeffrey Edelston, can't make it happen, there's no hope for the rest of us.
Oh.
Who would have thought that'd disintegrate?
Jeffrey Edelston?
Yeah.
As in Bryn Edelston, Jeffrey Edelston, they divorced, and he went out and has got a new girlfriend.
Well, they married, actually. Gabby Greco, and he is her name.
Did they marry?
They married about a month ago, yeah. Oh. It lasted 30 days.
How sad of me. How did I not know this?
I know.
I feel so guilty for not knowing this.
I mean, this is devastating news for the rest of us. I mean, if true love can't happen in the world of celebrity, we've got no chance.
Look, that was a marriage. It was like Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Gabby Greco, Jeffrey Edelston. Look, they're just made for each other.
I know. And I mean, she actually posted a photo of a ringless hand on Instagram, saying, no longer Mrs. Edelston.
I'm devastated.
I know. And the thing is, they're supposed to be together in the brand new Celebrity Apprentice that has just started filming.
Mm.
So obviously the pressure of being on TV has got to them a little bit.
That's sad, isn't it?
I know. So that's Gabby Greco, Bryn Edelston, and Leanne back in the 80s. Do you remember her?
Leanne?
Yeah. Jeffrey Edelston was married to Leanne Nesbitt. Back in the 80s.
No idea who that
is. So that's three girls there.
Okay.
Mind you, it actually sets it up really good for Foxtel, because now they can get in a new TV show. I can't wait to see Real Housewives of Jeffrey Edelston.
Oh, my God.